This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy, Christian Finfrock. At Retirement Income Strategies, Christian and his team help individuals develop easy-to-understand solutions for protecting and preserving your wealth in retirement. For the next hour, sit back and enjoy Retirement Income Strategies with Christian Finfrock and your host, Jen Rizak.
According to a new poll, 1 in 5 Americans believe they will never retire. 62% of people who aren't retired yet believe Social Security won't even cover half of their expenses. And only 33% of Americans have a written financial plan. Of course, there are some simple steps you can take to gauge your preparedness for retirement, and it's as easy as checking off the boxes on our retirement checklist. This is a great topic today here on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. Christian Finfrock, of course, is the Madison Money Guy. And today, Christian, we're going to take some time going through our retirement checklist, which I think is a great topic, just helping us gauge our readiness in such an uncertain and potentially volatile economy and world.
A checklist in general, I kind of live my life with checklists.
Yeah, same.
I have one for my work. I have one for, my personal tasks. I think anytime you can just sort of, first of all, there's something, I don't know what the word is, relieving of checking something off, right? Mm-hmm. I should also say we've got a really great resource that can be located on our website, just a retirement checklist, if you will. But when it comes to retirement, one of the things I'm somewhat shocked about is the fact that people haven't even really begun calculating how much money will I need to have saved in order to generate a sufficient amount of income to cover my lifestyle in retirement, right? So as I've said probably a dozen times on this radio show over the last 10 years or so, one of my favorite personal development books is the Habits of Highly Successful People. And Stephen Covey says, one of the most important habits is to start with the end in mind. Hmm. And in retirement planning, it's really important to start with the end in mind. How much money will you need? But more importantly, how much income will you need? Without income, there is no retirement. And so the first thing to do is really kind of take an inventory of all of your sources of, retirement savings and figure out, am I saving enough and earning enough, specifically in the state of stock market volatility, recession, interest rates, all of the threats and risks, of course, that we face that will allow me to retire when I want to retire. But more importantly, stay retired mm-hmm. throughout the duration of what could be and what is likely to be a 25 to 30 year retirement.
Right, right. So here's how this is going to go, how we're going to break this down. We've got a retirement checklist to go through on the show today. There are some key things that you want to be thinking about. And what we've done, this is broken down into a few key categories. So income, there are questions about health care, there's items on risk management, tax efficiency strategies, and estate or legacy planning. So, we're going to go through a number of things to think about. But Christian, talk about why these categories, it's one way to help us organize ourselves, but these are some key areas when you're talking with people about their retirement.
Yeah, there's a difference between having a retirement plan and having, a quote unquote portfolio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your 401k and your IRA are not a retirement plan. They are a part of your portfolio. At Retirement Income Strategies, our proprietary process is called the Madison Money Map. And these key areas that you just mentioned we're going to discuss on the show today are the key areas that we cover in the Madison Money Map.
Right.
And they're the most important things to consider as you enter retirement. It's the key to getting you into and through retirement, but at the end of the day, retirement will end. And so when retirement ends for you, how do we take care of your loved ones and get the money to the right people in the most efficient manner? But what if I become sick or incapacitated? There's all these different areas that we have to cover, but then, of course, healthcare as well. I'm not going to have company-sponsored health insurance anymore.
Right.
I might have Medicare when I get to 65, but does Medicare cover everything? And what if I end up in a nursing home? So all of these areas are strategically chosen because they are the most important elements to having a successful retirement plan. And in addition to that, they're also part of our proprietary process. Again, we call the Madison Money Map. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about, before we move on here, you're talking about that Madison Money Map. Let's just talk real quickly about what this process is like and how, for people who are interested in that, talk a little bit about how they can get started with that.
Yeah, well, we focus on people that are at or already in retirement. Mm-hmm. So in general, if you're 3 to 5 years from retirement, as long as you've accumulated $500,000 or more, it's probably time to meet with somebody like us. All we do is retirement income planning. And the first thing we do is an assessment of all of the things that you've done, but we align that with your goals and objectives, and maybe more importantly, your concerns and your fears as you're heading into retirement. And then what we do is we take all of that information, everything that you've done up until now, we analyze your Social Security, we analyze your retirement accounts at work, your investments, your real estate, your annuities, your brokerage accounts. We analyze all of your expenses and your planned expenses in retirement. We look at your healthcare options. We look at all of your estate documents. And what we're doing in the initial sort of assessment, if you will, is we're looking for potential problems or pitfalls. Mm-hmm. When we get back together for what we call our strategy session, my team and I are identifying these problems and we're showing you the math and science behind why these problems exist. But then we're kind of creating what we call a blueprint, things that could be done today to potentially eliminate these problems, but perhaps more importantly, get you successfully into and all the way through retirement. Now, again, we call our process the Madison Money Map, and it's not for everybody, okay? In fact, most people wouldn't, you know, be ready for us, and we wouldn't be the best fit. The truth is growing money is quite easy, and so we don't work with young people. We kind of suggest you sort of do that on your own, mm-hmm. or if you want a broker, there's plenty of brokers. We are retirement planners. And so if you're 3 to 5 years from your own retirement and you've accumulated $500,000 or more, I encourage you to call my team right now. In fact, if you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show and you've met these criteria, 3 to 5 years from retirement, or let's say you've been retired for 3 to 5 years and you have $500,000 or more saved for your retirement plan, call my team right now. The number to call is 608-208-1800. And you'll get your own customized and complimentary Madison Money Map. Now, to get this, you must be one of the first 10 callers on today's show. The number to call is 608-208-1800. You could also go to madisonmoneyguy.com.
Talking today with Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy. And again, today we are talking about our retirement checklist. These are some items that you want to consider to help you gauge your preparedness for retirement. I think it'll be really eye-opening as we go through this. If you're not able to check some of these boxes, if you're not able to say that you know what's going on in these areas, this can help you reveal some of those gaps that you might have in your plan. So this is a great topic today. When it comes to your income, the first few boxes you need to check involve your budget. Things like having a written budget, an estimate of the income you'll need each year when you retire. So Christian, talk about that. How to know if you've saved enough to cover all of those anticipated expenses that you're going to have.
Yeah, well, the first thing is really kind of to understand what's known as the safe withdrawal rate. And this number's changed throughout the years. It was originally created in 1994 by a mathematician who became a financial planner, William Bengen. And essentially, Bill Bengen said, if you only take 4% per year from your retirement accounts, there's only a 10% chance you'll run out of money. Now, obviously, economic circumstances have changed drastically from now and then. You know, today, it's believed the safe withdrawal rate is probably closer to 3%. And so what you have to do is figure out, do I have enough money saved to take a low enough or high enough withdrawal so that I don't run out of money? But then you got to incorporate other sources of income, mainly your Social Security. Mm-hmm. And if you're a married couple, there's literally hundreds of different ways to claim your Social Security benefits. So we want to start by figuring out, what are my Social Security claiming options? What's the most effective way to claim that Social Security? And in conjunction with the assets I've saved for retirement, is that going to give me the lifestyle that I desire? And we do that by looking at your quote unquote budget. Now, people hate the word budget, so we sort of disguise it in our office and we call it the retirement cash flow. Yes. People seem to be more accepting of retirement cash flow. But the idea here is, what are you spending your money on currently? And more importantly, what do you want your retirement to look like? What will you do for entertainment and vacation and travel? What kind of miscellaneous expenses might you have? Is charitable gifting a part of your strategy? Is helping children and grandchildren part of your strategy? And once we can determine that, we can go back and sort of analyze all of your investment accounts and figure out, do I have enough? And then not only do I have enough, but can I stress test it for various considerations? What happens if we experience another, you know, dot-com crisis? What happens if we experience another financial crisis? What happens if we experience another COVID crisis? And And my team and I have multiple tools in which we can stress test these portfolios to give you and I together a high degree of probability that you'll have a very successful retirement. And if we do it correctly, not only can you potentially have a great successful retirement, you could potentially also create a great legacy for your family if that's important to you as well.
Another box that we want to be checking on our retirement checklist is that our strategy is inflation adjusted. And this seems kind of challenging to me. So how do we factor something like that in? It seems like it can really fluctuate a lot.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in you know, late 2022, 2023, we saw inflation kind of, you know, come out of nowhere. And for years, I've been calling this the silent killer, but all of a sudden it wasn't so silent anymore, right? So, well, the good news is with technology today and financial planning software, specifically the retirement planning software that we use, you can really get a grasp on that. And so one thing we know for certain is that Social Security is cost of living adjusted. And we have enough data now to have an assumption of what that increase will look like. Well, for our plans, we always assume it's going to grow at the least amount. And when it comes to your expenses, we always assume it's going to grow at the highest amount. Mm-hmm. Now, in general, those two things won't happen because they're both based on the consumer price index. But again, it's just a way in which we can stress test this portfolio. But I think the more important thing here is once we build your retirement plan, it's important that we have a very diversified portfolio. We have different buckets of money, if you will, that are designed to do different things. And so we want one specific section of your portfolio that's designed to simply create income. And we want an entirely different section of your portfolio that's designed to do nothing but grow and keep pace with inflation. Where people get into trouble is that they often will use the investments that are designed for growth and inflation to create income. Mm-hmm. And that's how people get into trouble. And it's also how they run out of money. Whereas if we segregate these assets, and in our financial planning software and in our proprietary process at Retirement Income Strategies, we call it the fiscal dream house. And our suggestion is that your retirement portfolio should look a lot like your house. And if you think about how your house was first built, the very first thing they did is they dug a hole in the ground and they filled it full of cement and they poured that foundation. And that foundation is designed to be long-term. It's also where you're going to go for safety if, you know, the tornado siren goes off. And so for us, foundational assets are where we're going to generate income, and we want to protect your income for 10 years. So that eliminates, you know, the risk of market correction, et cetera. Then we'll put the walls up and we put the roof on. The roof is important, of course, because it protects you from the elements. But over time, your roof is bearing the brunt of things like rain, sleet, hail, and snow. And every 13 to 15 years, you need a new roof. And so in your fiscal dream house, that's where the growth is at in your portfolio. It's the risk part of your portfolio. We need it, but we know that it's going to, you know, it's going to have market volatility. And then finally, the walls is sort of the isolation and insulation, if you will. In our homes, it's what keeps us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And for us, that's where we're going to put income and growth oriented assets, things that are less correlated to the overall markets, but are really generating a lot of cash flow. And when you put all these pieces together, it allows us to create a really diversified, durable retirement portfolio that can create necessary income that also keeps pace with inflation. Folks, if you're 3 to 5 years from your own retirement and you have accumulated $500,000 or more, I encourage you to call my team right now for your own Madison Money Map and potential fiscal dream house. The number to call is 608-208-1800. Again, 608-208-1800.
Talking today with Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy. Now, if some of your income in retirement will be coming from your retirement savings, you could get hit with some pretty high penalties if you aren't careful. We have more income boxes to check on our retirement checklist. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
Inflation, it never stops. Do you understand how it could impact your retirement savings? Find out by calling the team at Retirement Income Strategies today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Retirement Income Strategies has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation proof? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with unpredictable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation proof it. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies can show you ways to help fight inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 608-208-1800 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies now to start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Could a recession rob you of your retirement dreams? Find out today with Christian's free guide. Get it now at MadisonMoneyRadio.com/protect. That's MadisonMoneyRadio.com/protect.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. Christian Finfrock is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy. Nearly 70% of Americans are missing a written financial plan. 57% have never talk to a financial planner about retirement. And the thing is, people without a plan tend to feel less confident about their future. Today, we are helping you go through a retirement checklist to help you get a handle on what you might be missing. And if you aren't able to check off the boxes with us, we do invite you to call the Madison Money Guy for some help closing the gaps in your plan. 608-208-1800 is that number, by the way. That's 608-208-1800. So, Christian, we've talked about some of the income boxes we need to be able to check here on our checklist. One of them is about Social Security. Let's talk about this. How do we determine when we should start taking those benefits?
Yeah, we touched on this a little bit during the last segment, but Social Security is a very, very important part of your overall plan. It's somewhat surprising to me that, you know, people will, you know, often what I see is people, they'll go to their broker and talk about the one brokerage account they have there, but they don't talk about all this other stuff. If you're in Madison, you work for the state and you have a pension, you go to the, you know, the employee trust fund and you talk to a person regarding just this one pension, but you don't talk about how it incorporates with Social Security and this brokerage account. But retirement planning is more about working with one retirement planner that's going to incorporate all of the above, right? We're going to look at your Social Security and all of the various claiming strategies. We're going to look at how your pension will fit into this plan, how this brokerage account over here, your 401k, your IRAs, etc. Social Security is more than likely going to be maybe as much as a third of your overall income. And there are literally hundreds of different ways to file. People sort of just simplify it in that I can claim as early as 62, I can wait till my full retirement age, or I can wait until age 70. Now, all of those things are true, but how you claim, specifically if you're in a married relationship, makes a big difference. In general, okay, in general, this is generic. This is not advice. I have to say that because I am a licensed advisor. I work in a fiduciary capacity. But in general, the primary wage earner, so the person on record that, according to Social Security, made the most amount of money through their working years, we typically want you to delay that benefit at least until your full retirement age. And that's typically between age 66 and 67, depending on when you were born. The lower wage earner, if you are retiring, can usually go ahead and claim it early. You will get a reduced amount, but you'll get it for a longer period of time. But that's just general and generic advice. And every client's specific situation is different. The key here, however, is how does it incorporate into your other assets, because then we have to look at other elements of the financial plan, namely taxes and family legacy. And so again, with our comprehensive retirement planning software and with my 20 years of experience, I can help you visualize how this will look, but I can also show you the impacts, not only from an income perspective, but from a taxation perspective and from a what's going to be left over when I die perspective. Now, one of the most important things to consider when it comes to your Social Security is what I call the economic impact of losing a spouse, okay? Death is inevitable. The challenge is we don't know when that's going to occur. Now, for those of you that are listening that have never come into my office, when you come in and visit with me, you're going to see that on my conference room table, I have a crystal ball. I've had that crystal ball for over 10 years. The problem is that crystal ball has never told me the future. It doesn't even tell me the present, right? Okay? It's just a pretty little paperweight and conversation piece. And the reality is nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. What will your health look like? Will you become sick? Could you become incapacitated? Is there a nursing home in your future? Might you become, might you die in a car accident? Maybe become terminally ill, etc. But these are all very much realities. And when the first person dies, at the very minimum, you lose the lower of the two Social Security. Now, in general, men die first and on average 5 years prior to their female counterpart, if it's a male-female relationship. I know that that's certainly not always the case. But in general, we need to at least replace that income. What we know is that statistically speaking, over 90% of the time, a female survivor will actually spend more money when her partner passes away. Because in general, she doesn't want to be in an empty house without her partner. She wants to be doing everything but that, okay? With her girlfriends, grandkids, trips, and enjoying retirement. And so we have to replace that income. And in general, we're going to take that from a taxable retirement account. But more importantly, what happens is I'm now a single tax filer, and I have half the deductions and exemptions. And so you could end up into something we call the tax torpedo. The long story short here is Social Security is a very important element to a comprehensive retirement plan, but it can't be made, that decision cannot be made in a silo. It needs to be made in conjunction with all of your other resources. And how are you going to put them all together in a plan? And then how are you going to strategically take income from each of these things to make a very comprehensive retirement plan?
Yeah, just a lot of different factors that we've got to be thinking about here. Talk a little bit about this whole idea of that comprehensive retirement plan. Walk us through what this looks like for people who say, you know what, I do have a lot of these different assets, but some of these challenges you were just talking about, I don't really know that the way I'm set up, I can handle some of this. So talk a little bit about that process for creating that plan.
Yeah, so let me focus on our proprietary process here. Sure. At Retirement Income Strategies. It's called the Madison Money Map. Okay. There's seven elements to that Madison Money Map. And by the way, folks, if you're 3 to 5 years from your own retirement and you have $500,000 or more, be one of the first 10 callers on today's show to get your own customized, maybe more importantly, complimentary Madison Money Map. Now, the seven elements to that Madison Money Map are estate planning, income planning, investments, risk, taxes, healthcare, and family legacy. And so the income component, Social Security, 401k, IRA, but more importantly, how, once I know what income I need, how do we put the investments? That's the next portion. And then the following is the risk. How much risk am I comfortable taking? And how much risk do I take with each component of my retirement plan? See, right now or up until retirement, oftentimes your money's all in one or two buckets, right? It's all in your 401k, or it's all in your 401k and maybe a Roth IRA, or maybe you have a Roth and an IRA and a 401k. But in general, you're taking the same amount of risk on all of these different accounts. Once you get into retirement and we build your own customized Madison Money Map, or what we call the Fiscal Dream House, now we're going to separate different elements of your plan, meaning the portion of your plan that you will take for income now, and for us, income for the first 10 years, we're going to take an entirely different amount of risk than the bucket that's going to be for 10 years or further, right? And so again, the Madison Money Map has seven elements. And if you are 3 to 5 years from your own retirement, or let's say you've been retired for 3 to 5 years, now you must have $500,000. But if this is you and you call 608-208-1800, we're going to customize your own Madison Money Map. Again, the seven elements are estate planning, income, investments, risk, taxes, healthcare, and family legacy. Be one of the first 10 callers at 608-208-1800 or go to MadisonMoneyGuy.com.
Talking today with Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy. Aside from income from Social Security, we need to understand that how we're taking income from our different accounts can potentially impact our taxes. This is another box we need to be able to check on our retirement checklist today. And I know you've touched on this some today here, but what do we need to think about when it comes to taking money out of our different retirement accounts and being coordinated and strategic with this?
This is also very important. Like, when do we take what money from which account, right? Mm-hmm. We call that a withdrawal strategy. Okay. What is the withdrawal, or what is the order of withdrawals?
Yes.
But also let's talk about real life, right? Like, stuff happens, right? Stuff happens while you're working, stuff happens when you're not working, and stuff happens in retirement. And so oftentimes my existing clients will call and something will come up. In fact, I just had a recent client call and say, hey, we are going on a big vacation and we're going to give money to our daughter for a wedding. And we want to give a donation to our church. These are three distinctively different things. And more than likely, the money will come from three distinctively different places. But I have to go back to my planning software to figure out where's the money already coming from, right? Because Social Security gets taxed at different levels. But how and where I take that money from will have an impact on the taxation, which will affect the taxation on the Social Security, which could affect the Medicare premiums, or if they were getting healthcare on the marketplace. And so there's all of these different things that come in together. Now, if it's money to a charity and in the client is RMD age, I could simply do something called a QCD, right? Where I just give the money directly to the charity, which eliminates the tax hit that you would get. Now, if the client is not yet retirement age, now I might have to look at a different way. Let's say they have a brokerage account, but they have some highly appreciated stock. Likewise, the wedding and the vacation, I want to be sensitive to where I take these things from. I don't typically want to take a bunch of taxable distribution out to pay something that might depreciate in value. Now, a vacation, I would say, is probably not a depreciation in value. It's what retirement is all about. Sure. But the point here is if we have various accounts, we want to strategically look at each and every one of them to determine what's the best place to take this money. If we have all IRA money, it's important for us to see what's the tax impact going to be at the end of the year, specifically if we had already sort of pre-planned out a strategic Roth integration plan, which often our clients have incorporated into their overall tax strategy of their retirement plan. Bottom line here, Jen, is that the accounts you have and where you take money from matters. Mm-hmm. And working with a comprehensive retirement planner is very different than just growing and accumulating wealth. And so all of these pieces sort of fit together to make sure that not only do we get you into retirement, but hopefully we keep you through retirement in a successful manner. And each and every one of these decisions, you now have a team of professionals, people that all we do is retirement planning to help bounce ideas off and help figure out where's the best place to take these distributions from.
That's right. It's so important that we recognize, Christian, as you're describing all of this, we recognize this transition that happens when we go from saving for retirement to then trying to manage that savings in retirement, being mindful of things like the taxes or potential fees or penalties when we're taking money out of our different retirement accounts. All these things are what make it a totally different financial world than when we were earning a paycheck, saving some of that money for retirement, and just cycling through that way. So talk a little bit more again for people who are recognizing now, as we're working our way through this checklist, recognizing that this transition is happening and it makes sense to start putting together that retirement plan, that Madison Money Map. Walk us through how to get started.
Yeah, folks, what got you here will not get you there, right? That's the easiest element. The person that helped you get to retirement more than likely is not the person to get you into and through retirement. Oftentimes, they don't even have access to the tools, to the investments, or the strategies. If you are 3 to 5 years from your own retirement and you have saved a minimum of $500,000, I really encourage you to call a member of my team right now. If you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show, you are going to get your own customized Madison Money Map. This is our proprietary process to analyze where you are and then create a plan to get you to where you want to be. All you have to do is call 608-208-1800 or go to madisonmoneyguy.com. Once again, if you're 3 to 5 years from your own retirement and you've saved $500,000 or more, call 608-208-1800.
This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. We'll be back.
Have you seen what's happening in the stock market recently? If the volatility is making you nervous, call Retirement Income Strategies today to make sure you aren't taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. 608-208-1800.
According to the U.S. Debt Clock, at the time you hear this commercial, our nation's debt will go up by $1.5 million. That's more than $2 billion a day, $15 billion a week. Right now, our debt is over $31 trillion. It's climbing fast. The question is, how do we pay it off? The answer? Increasing taxes. Now, think about your retirement accounts. Do you want to pay taxes on some of that money now, when rates are historically low, or later, when rates are potentially higher?
Now, whether you should pay taxes now or in retirement depends on a lot of things. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies know what to look for. Christian can help you create a plan so your retirement is as tax efficient as possible. Call 608-208-1800 to set up your visit with Christian Finfrock and Retirement Income Strategies. That's 608-208-1800. When taxes go up, will you be ready? Call now, 608-208-1800. Firm may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes. You need to plan for them. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. Christian Finfrock is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy, and today we are talking about your retirement preparedness checklist. Christian, you said this at the start of the show. You are a big checklist person. Me, I'm a mom. I work. I do not go to the grocery store. I don't even try to get up out of bed without a checklist, without something telling me, reminding me what I need to get done. And I'll admit too, I am guilty of adding things to my checklist that I accomplished that wasn't on it. You don't have to do that for retirement, but I guess it doesn't hurt to to tack some things on as well. But you know, getting back into this here, so we're going through this checklist, and what we want to talk about now are some of the healthcare, long-term care related boxes on our checklist. 70% of adults 65 and older will need some type of long-term care. This is really expensive. A plan to cover potential long-term care needs, this obviously needs to go on our checklist.
Yeah. Yeah, long-term care is, it's scary, right? It's a very real risk. It's something that we have to be aware of. And we, more importantly, have to know that there are ways to cover this. Traditional long-term care insurance is certainly an option. It's actually not my favorite option. Of course, my opinion doesn't matter. This is your plan, not mine. And as an independent retirement planner, I'm required to explore all options. One of the challenges, I will say, well, first of all, with long-term care, it's really important to understand that traditional health insurance and Medicare do not cover a nursing home, okay? You know, Medicare will cover some, very little, by the way, some, up to 100 days, not all of it, but up to 100 days. But a nursing home is very expensive. In fact, the national average keeps increasing, but let's focus here on the local average. Here in Madison, Middleton, Fitchburg, the average is around $270 a day. So that means if you end up in a nursing home, assisted living type of a situation, you can expect to pay between $70,000 and maybe $100,000 a year. And you really have to have a plan on how you're going to account for that, right? Now, if you saved enough money for retirement, that certainly could be a plan, but I just want you to understand that if I'm taking an additional $70,000 distribution and it's a traditional IRA, that's a $70,000 additional in income, right? So that's going to affect the income and the tax impact on everything else, Social Security, Medicare, so on and so forth. So it certainly is a way, right? Self-insurance is a way to cover long-term care, and it's one that many people choose to use. There's also insurance that you could purchase. But one of my favorite things is not only like quote unquote a hybrid, there's hybrid ways. If you've saved other assets, non-retirement assets, hybrid long-term care is by far my favorite. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't saved outside of retirement accounts, there are what we call add-on features to a lot of traditional retirement planning tools that will help offset that cost. It's not traditional long-term care insurance, but it will in many cases create additional streams of income to help offset the cost of long-term care. Bottom line here is it's a really important conversation to have, not only together, but with your retirement planner. As you mentioned, Jen, 70% of adults will need some form of long-term care. Guys, here's the good news. I tend to be a more optimistic person. I am not one of these people that believe everybody needs long-term care insurance. And In fact, I get frustrated over the companies that believe everybody needs long-term care. I just don't think that's the case at all. In fact, I think, first of all, if you've saved $500,000 or less towards retirement, I just think long-term care is a very real reality, and long-term care insurance is not a priority, because the real benefit of long-term care insurance or any sort of coverage is really to protect your non-institutionalized spouse and your assets. And if you just haven't saved enough assets, you could certainly run out of money, but it might not be worth insuring against that.
Sure.
Now, if you have 500,000 to 1.5 million, you're in what I call the red zone, right? We want to at least explore ways in which that we could protect against it, or at least have an open conversation that it's a very real reality. And if you're at the 1.5 million and above, likely you could self-insure. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. I think several estate planning attorneys would agree with me on that. But more importantly here, guys, there's lots of different ways to do this. Hybrid, as I mentioned, is kind of my favorite. The downside of traditional long-term care insurance is number one, you might not even get it. There's kind of a sweet zone of when you should apply. And a lot of times people start thinking about it when maybe it's too late, you're a little too old, or you've already got some issues. But more importantly, if you don't need it, it goes away, right? It's like car insurance.
Sure.
Whereas with the newer kind of hybrid, if you've got non-retirement assets, the beauty is in most cases, if you don't need it, your family still gets the money. And in most cases, they get it tax-free. So
Yeah. It
can be a really great tool. It's just, again, one of those things. It's a very real risk. We definitely need to talk about it and just be very realistic to what the impact could be to your plan. And ultimately, that impact is not always just necessarily on you. It's on your spouse, or that what we would say, the non-institutionalized spouse, or your children by way of lack of inheritance. And I think if we have that conversation, we've done our job.
Well, and I, since you brought up the impact on family, I want to continue this here for just a minute, because for people who heard us say, okay, we need to think about an option for planning for long-term care, and they check this box because their plan is to have their kids provide the care, to have a family member step in and provide care, which, again, these are all family conversations to have. But if that's, you know, let me just stir up the pot a little bit here. For people who say, well, that's my plan, what would you say if that's what someone's saying that the plan is?
Well, okay, so this is a really tough conversation for me, because I have some very personal experience here, which I will share with you. And I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I've seen family members that have tried to do this. I'm even getting emotional as I talk about this. It is one of the hardest things you will ever do. In my own situation, the irony of my life is my grandmother back in the 60s was actually in the nursing home business, back in kind of what I would say the olden days, when you could have, you know, 4 to 6 beds and in kind of a house, if you will.
Oh,
she
had
3 or 4 of those. And she was bought out of the business by a very large nursing home that many of us would be very familiar with, in one of the small towns here, the suburbs of Madison. And ironically, she spent the last 12 years of her life in that nursing home. She had Alzheimer's. But when she was first diagnosed, my family did, in fact, try to take care of her. In fact, my mother and father had a mother-in-law's addition built onto their home. So they built an entire addition. Grandma, of course, paid for this. And with the idea, grandma will live here and we'll take care of her. And it just became, it was impossible. The care necessary, it was something my mom and dad could not provide. So then my aunt, who's a nurse, and my cousin, grandma moved in with them. And it was care in which they could not provide.
So
the Alzheimer's, everybody's affected a little different, but in my grandma's situation, it was very apparent she needed 24-hour care under skilled facilities. And so ultimately she ends up in a nursing home. And the good news is grandma had saved a lot of money. She died at age 94, which is a great, healthy old age, but she died with no money, about $1 million total in all of that time. So good news for grandma, bad news for the kids and inheritance, but you know, she had the money. So I will tell you that. I will also say, talk to any one of your friends that has had to be a caregiver for mom and dad, and the stress and strain that it puts on you is a level in which you can't explain to somebody, because this is somebody you should love with your whole heart. But it's very stressful. It's very painful. You get very angry. You get very frustrated, especially if it's a memory care situation. There's actually a book I have here in my office that addresses this. And so I think having that plan is certainly one thing, but the execution is one that I just have not seen executed very successfully. Now, sometimes it can happen, right? I do have another client that has a beautiful house with a full, again, mother-in-law's addition is what it's called.
Yep.
But the mother-in-law does not have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or dementia. So I think it depends on what is the situation and what's the level of care. I would just say tread lightly.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think, again, there's some important family conversations to have here. And I would argue, Christian, that no matter what it is that you decide to do, the only wrong answer is not addressing it, not having a conversation, not thinking about planning. You know, aside from long-term care coverage, we also need to know what's going on with things like our Medicare coverage for retirement. Yeah. These are some other boxes we need to check. How do you handle some of these Medicare questions, or how do you help people navigate some of those decisions?
Yeah, well, the first thing is I am very fortunate to have some strategic partnerships. In fact, we have, we outsource it. We don't have anybody here in the office, but we have a team that works as part of our office, but all they do is Medicare. If you're approaching Medicare age, they will explore all options available and look at all of the available sources. Again, we're all independent, so we're not tied to any one insurance company. You are more than likely going to want a Medicare supplement, because Medicare does not cover all of the most important things you're going to need: teeth, eyes, feet, ears. And so, and if you have your own personal Medicare person that you know, go ahead and do that. We would prefer to help you because we have the resources and the team. It just know that there's going to be an additional expense in retirement that we have to plan for. But again, the good news is at Retirement Income Strategies, retirement planning is all we do. So again, I would say, folks, if you are 3 to 5 years from your own retirement, all right, if you're starting to think you can see it on the horizon, you know that it's inevitable, you may or may not retire, but you're getting close and you have $500,000 or more, now's the time to start working with a retirement planner, right? Never wait until it's too late. Those who plan, right, are always more comfortable and confident because now we can trust the plan. And there's no such thing as planning too much or too early. You certainly could wait until it's too late because we don't know what's going to happen. Let me also say this. We are in one of the most unique times in our country's history. This year marked the beginning of what we call peak 65. Okay. There are 76 million baby boomers in this country, and 10,000 of them have been turning 65 every single day for many years. And this year is that there will be the largest number of people every single day turning 65. That is going to continue until about 2034. So imagine it's just kind of this big arch, right? The number of people turning 65 is the highest right now, peak 65. Eventually, these 65-year-olds are they're going to retire. 76 million people are eventually going to be retired and pulling money out of the stock market. That will likely cause some sort of a market pullback or a recession. We've never seen anything like this. The numbers have never in our country's history looked like this. There's only 30 million of me, the Gen Xers, 30 million of us. Now there's 90 million millennials, okay? But the millennials in general are not saving. Okay, and many of them are not even taking the company match. So the real question here is, will there be enough money going into the market to cover all of the money coming out of the market? I don't know. So if you're 3 to 5 years from retirement and you also don't know, pick up the phone and call my team at 608-208-1800. Our proprietary process is called the Madison Money Map. All we do is create durable, reliable retirement income strategies. 608-208-1800. If you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show, you'll get that at absolutely no cost. We completely waive our financial planning fee, and we will do your own customized complimentary Madison Money Map. Again, call 608-208-1800 or go to madisonmoneyguy.com.
This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. We'll be back.
Build your Madison Money Map with the team at Retirement Income Strategies today. Call Christian and his team at 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Retirement Income Strategies has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proof? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with unpredictable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies can show you ways to help fight inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 608-208-1800 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies now to start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC registered investment advisor.
It might ramp up or it could slow down, but inflation never goes away. Do you know how it could impact your retirement savings? Find out. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. Christian Finfrock is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy. And today we are walking you through a retirement planning checklist. There are studies that say one in five Americans believe they'll never retire. 62% of people who aren't retired yet, they believe Social Security won't even cover half of their expenses. Only 33% of Americans have a written financial plan. So that means nearly 70% of us do not. And Christian, this is why we want to help people gauge their preparedness so they can kind of see where some of the gaps are. So there are some boxes that you need to be able to check on this retirement checklist as it relates to the risk you're taking with your money. Things like an assessment of your risk tolerance and adjustments to your level of risk. So tell me a little bit about what that might look like. How can we assess what's going on with our risk?
Yeah, so I don't know if all the listeners here know, but I also have a TV show called The Same Thing, The Madison Money Guy. I would highly recommend you look into that. I think the difference between the radio show and the TV show is we have some really incredible visuals.
Yes.
And
I'm here nodding, though. Like, I'm doing that the whole time on the radio with you.
Yeah, no. I think, Jen, you and I have, I wouldn't call them great visuals, but we have visuals.
There's something going on.
Yeah, there's, but for our listeners, you know, we have to paint this picture. And so I'm on a couple of different stations multiple times, quite frankly. So just go to your local cable provider, look for the Madison Money Guy. It's, what do we call it, Jen? The Retirement Income Strategies.
With the Madison Money Guy.
Thank you. I don't even know my own TV show. But there's one in particular where we actually do sort of a live Riskalyze, right? Yeah. It's a tool that we use in the office, and it's a really incredible tool. It's designed to counteract consumer behavior, right? Because I know you consumers don't want to hear this, but consumers are difficult, right? We're really emotional, and everybody wants to get all the return. They just don't want to take the risk, and they want to take the risk until they don't, right? And so it's kind of this catch-22, especially as we approach retirement. It's kind of like we want all the things, right? We want the growth, but we also want the safety. We want the income, but we also want the access and liquidity. It just doesn't work that way, right? So a good retirement planner will help you sort of build this whole holistic, comprehensive plan that gives you a little bit of each with all different sorts or different types, if you will, of money. Well, in our office, we have a tool that we use, and it's designed to help really with consumer behavior to say, okay, how much risk are you actually comfortable with? How much of your life savings would you be okay if you lost it tomorrow in the stock market? But more importantly, if you lost that amount of money while you're taking income out, while the income plan is in place and the retirement plan is in place, when would you run out of money? Because taking risk when you're young and growing money is not a problem. That's why we don't work with young people. Growing money is really, really quite easy. And I'm certainly not against financial planners and brokers, and I'm a recovering broker. I've been an advisor now for 20 years. And prior to 2011, I too kind of worked with everybody. I started specializing in retirement income planning in 2011 because I, first of all, saw the need, and I realized that what we do is really highly specialized. There's not a lot of planners out there that really focus exclusively on retirement income planning. And risk is really important, but it doesn't mean you have to have the same risk on all of your accounts. In fact, I would argue you should not have the same risk on all of your accounts. I think you absolutely always need some money that is very risky and growing, because risk is what allows us to grow, right? The stock market in general is going to give you a 10% rate of return every single year, no matter how you look at it. It's just really volatile, right? We know you're going to lose 10% on average every 10 months. You're going to lose 20% on average every 3 years, and you're going to go into a recession on average every 7 years. We know that that's going to happen. Occasionally, there's going to be sort of what we would call black swan events, right? 1999, 2000, and 2001, that was a black swan event. The dot-com crisis combined with the terrorist attacks. 2007 and 2008, another black swan event, right? We have the financial crisis. We see Lehman Brothers go out of business. Bear Stearns goes out of business. You know, mortgages are crashing and burning. Market loses 57% from top to bottom, but it recovers. Okay. Now it took 5 years to get back to even, just like in the early 2000s, it took 5 years to get back to even. But if I'm saving and growing my money, it's no problem. In fact, that's the best thing that can ever happen to me, because I'm buying more stock for a lower cost. Unfortunately, most people do the opposite, right? They panic and they pull their money out. And if you're in retirement and taking income, you're absolutely going to run out of money if you don't have a proper plan. And then, of course, we have COVID, right? Like that. Now we now have statistical research to help us understand what could happen in the future. And history does repeat itself. Is it identical? No, it's not identical, but it allows us to understand, and more importantly, technology today, we can implement those numbers and those that statistical analysis into the plan to let us know where we are, with risk. Jen, what I would say is this. I would argue 95% of people that come to see me for the first time are taking significantly more risk than they realize. Okay. I would also argue that people that think that they've lowered their risk, okay, and they think this because they have more bonds in their portfolio or they have a target date fund, they think that they're taking less risk because that's all that's available in the plan. But what they find out is that if we were to experience another 2008 condition, in most cases, they're going to lose 40, 50, 55%. And if they lost that money today with the retirement date that they wish, they would run out of money. And so we have to start with this risk analysis, right? And we call it a portfolio stress test. And we got to figure out how comfortable with risk are you? More importantly, how comfortable with risk should your plan be? How much risk can your plan endure? But to take that a step further, how much risk should we be putting on what type of money? Or I'll say what bucket of money? And so at Retirement Income Strategies, not only do we have our proprietary process we call the Madison Money Map, but if we start working together, okay, if we partner together to become your retirement planner, our investment discipline is something we call the fiscal dream house, okay? And so in this scenario, the foundation is your income, okay? And we were going to take very little risk. In fact, we believe your income should come from things that are contractually guaranteed against loss. And we want to cover your income for 10 years. Now, that number is really important because if I look at the worst consecutive 10 years in the market, it actually would have averaged -3% per year. And we need to make sure you can stay retired if that were to repeat itself again. Mm-hmm. And then the walls is what we would call income and growth. And then ultimately the roof is the growth. Folks, if you're 3 to 5 years from your own retirement and you have a minimum of $500,000, do yourself a favor. Pick up the phone right now. Call 608-208-1800 and sign up for your own customized complimentary Madison Money Map. If you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show, we're going to completely waive our financial planning fee and we'll do this for you at no cost. Now, you must be 3 to 5 years from retirement and you must have saved a minimum of $500,000. The number to call is 608-208-1800.
This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy, talking today with Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville and the Madison Money Guy. We are talking about our retirement planning checklist today, and there are a couple more areas that I want to talk about. One of these sections involves tax-efficient strategies, so let's talk about some of the boxes that we might consider there as it relates to our tax situation and being tax-efficient in retirement.
Yeah, I think the most important thing here when it comes to taxes, first and foremost, guys, another disclosure, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a tax attorney, I'm not going to file your taxes, okay? I have been a Master Elite IRA advisor with Ed Slott for many, many, many years, and we talk about taxation as it relates to your retirement plan. But we want to think about taxation as it relates to future, okay? What is your income going to look like after taxes? Not today, right? In fact, to implement a tax plan is typically counterintuitive to what you've been taught and what you think, right? So the question to ask yourself is this, three things. I have all my clients ask themselves the same three questions. Number one, first and foremost, do you believe when you invest in these accounts, these IRAs, these 401ks, these brokerage accounts, when you were investing money, even if it's a banking account or a CD, do you think that over a long period of time it is going to gain money and go up in value? Or are you investing in these accounts so that it loses money and drops in value?
Right, not what I think, you want. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Secondarily, do you personally believe, okay, do you personally believe, forget what I think, that between now and your death, the tax rates in this great country of ours will be higher than they are today or lower than they are today? Our debt is 100 times greater than the next closest country. Mm.
Wow.
Most of the legislative changes we are making today will increase taxes in the future. When we transfer student debt, I know they call it paying it off or forgiving it. We're transferring it. Okay. You can't just get rid of it. We owe that money to somebody at some time. What we're doing is transferring that debt to taxpayers in the future. Okay. And then the third question is, God forbid you both died together and you had the choice to leave your children or your beneficiaries tax-free money or taxable money, which would you choose? And if you believe this account should grow, taxes will probably be higher and you would rather do tax-free, you need to consider putting together a strategic tax strategy to potentially lower, reduce, or even eliminate taxes in the future. How can we together legally, ethically, morally disinherit Uncle Sam from your future retirement accounts? Well, folks, I'm here to tell you we can, right? The IRS tax code is the greatest love letter that has ever been written. And the best part about that tax code is it says you and I get to choose when to pay the taxes. One more thing as it relates to taxes. Whether you like or dislike our former president, and I know 50% of you do and 50% of you don't, it doesn't matter, okay? Donald Trump passed what's called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And in that tax reform, he lowered taxes for 92% of Americans. By the way, for the record, not that it should matter, I am not one of those 92% of Americans. Okay, my taxes did not go down. However, that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will sunset January 1st of 2026. Let me tell you what that means. Most Americans today are in the 22% tax bracket. Prior to 2017, that was 25 or 28%, depending on your income. Number two, your standard deduction today is around $25,000. Prior to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, your tax deduction was around $12,000. Those will all go back to their 2017 levels, January 1st of 2026. What that means is for most of you, you have a short-term opportunity to pay taxes today at a discounted rate. Additionally, most of you made contributions to these retirement accounts when taxes were higher than they are today. So you could have gotten a tax deduction earlier when taxes were higher, pay the taxes today when taxes are lower, and then in the future when you're taking money out, taxes will likely be higher again and you will have already paid the taxes. And Jen, in a nutshell, that is tax planning.
It's just one of these things that we don't want to overlook. And Christian, as we close out the show today, let's talk a little bit about, for people who have not thought about taxes to this extent, beyond getting taxes prepared every year, handling their tax liabilities, let's talk a little bit about getting that plan in place so we can start being proactive.
The beautiful thing here, guys, is not only can I tell you these things, I can show you the math and science behind it. I can even show you the amount of money you would actually be saving by doing this today. And more importantly, the benefit to you, to your spouse, and to your beneficiaries in the future by doing this. We call it a strategic Roth integration. We believe being proactive with taxes is retirement planning. Quite frankly, I believe if your current advisor is not reviewing your tax returns every year, that it's potentially financial malpractice. It should certainly be raising a red flag. And at Retirement Income Strategies, we require it. If you're 3 to 5 years from your own retirement, folks, and you've saved $500,000 or more, now is your chance. Be one of the first 10 callers on today's show at 608-208-1800 or go to madisonmoneyguy.com. Again, I'll waive my financial planning fee and I'll customize your very own Madison Money Map. Again, 608-208-1800.
This has been Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. Remember that number, 608-208-1800. Be sure to tune in again next time for more insights from Christian. In the meantime, we hope you have a great week and we'll talk to you next time.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes. You need to plan for them. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800. Retirement Income Strategies is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation.
Retirement Income Strategies is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Retirement Income Strategies. This radio show is a paid placement.